share, what would you say to your younger self? Now, this could be, you know, great public service for a lot of young folks right now that could hear their story and some of what you guys have to say. Fritas, what would you say to your younger self?
You're probably not going to marry your first boyfriend.
Wow.
Right. You know, that's what I would say, because I think I wish I could go speak to girls. They just giving it up. Not that I was. But I'm just saying, you know, I wish that they could understand.
We're talking about you here.
No, okay, if it was my younger self, I think I would just take things a little more seriously.
Right. Oh, you mean slowly?
Slower.
Right. You ended up
I don't mean men.
But you know,
I mean,
when
seriously.
When you get your first boyfriend, you're like, oh, this is
this
it.
Is the person you're going to marry. It's
I'm
not stupid.
Okay. Good morning. Hello. What would you say to your younger self? Hello?
Oh, study harder.
Yeah.
Study harder.
That too.
There you go.
That too. That too, absolutely.
That's good. I like that. Good morning. What would you say to your younger self?
I would personally ask myself why I take so many things for granted.
What?
Why do you take so much stuff for granted?
Okay. Good morning. What would you say to your younger self?
Yeah, it's Rashawn from Baltimore. What's happening?
We didn't ask all that.
Yeah.
That wasn't the question.
Well, welcome back to Frida's Day. Hey,
what would you ask your younger self?
You would say, never call the Russ Parr Warning Show and not be prepared.
Announcing yourself?
Yeah. What would you say to your younger self? Good morning.
I would say she is not allergic to condoms. She lied.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Man. You fell for that one?
Somebody tripping, literally.
Okay. Good morning. What would you say to your younger self?
Hello?
Yes, what would you say to your younger self?
Go to school. Don't worry about these boys in the street.
See? Mm-hmm.
And get an education.
Yeah. So much easier when you're younger, right?
Yeah, it really is. Good morning. What would you say to your younger self?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, what would you say to your younger self?
I would tell my younger self, don't save them all. They don't want to be saved.
Oh, no, that ain't right. Yes, they do.
Captain Save One.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I've been through there.
Wanna be
I've
saved.
Been there, done that.
Yes.
Okay, good morning. What would you say to your younger self? Good morning.
Hello?
Yeah, what would you say to your younger self?
Stay focused, go to school, and listen to my parents.
Listen to your parents.
Tweet. That's it.
Yeah.
Sweet Tara says, I would explain to my younger self how important good credit and saving money is.
Yes. I'm telling you right now, especially all when you get in college, you start getting all
getting
these
credit cards.
Yeah.
Lose your mind and mess up your life.
Yep.
Good morning. What would you say to your younger self?
I tell my younger self to always have a plan.
Yes. Plan.
That's a good one.
B.
And C and D and E.
Absolutely. Right. Good morning. What would you say to your younger self?
I would say to my younger self is to love yourself. Love yourself and forget about the rest.
Yeah.
And just know that you are who you are. You aren't a mistake.
There you
That's
go.
That's right. Nobody's
and
a mistake.
Be you, boo. Yeah. That's
be
all I got to say about
you.
That. Yeah, because I remember when I was young, I used to love myself.
No, you misunderstand what he's saying.
A lot of throw rugs.
Put your hands up.
Hands
up.
Dave the Dude says, don't have a kid with a woman who's not your wife.
Wow.
There you go.
And take that scholarship and don't worry about playing basketball.
Well,
oh, okay, wow. Dave the Dude.
Right. There you go.
Good morning. What would you say to your younger self? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what would you say to your younger self?
I tell my younger self, you better wrap it up, young boy. Don't get too big for your britches too soon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many kids you got now?
I got two of them.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's not
bad at all.
You know what? I believe this. When you have kids, they were
supposed to be here.
Amen.
Supposed to be here.
Oh, so just take
care. Don't even worry about all that.
Good morning. You're on the Russ Parr Morning Show. What would you say to your younger self? What would you say to your younger self?
I would have told myself to save more money and to date more.
And to what more?
Date more.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Tweet.
I like that.
Yankatooth says, I would say, girl, you ain't grown. Take the back child seat.
Good morning. What would you say to your younger self?
Keep playing ball, girl. Leave that boy alone.
See? With women, it's like...
many boy problems.
Because you know what? I see it with having a 17-year-old boy, Russ, and I know you did too.
Yeah.
And they're all at school now, so I can say this. What is wrong with y'all little girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Well, girls ain't loyal.
You know, no, men are not, boys are not loyal.
There you go.
They are not loyal.
Good morning. What would you say to your younger self?
Good morning, Rush. This is Paul from D.C. I want to say shout out to my Aunt Diane, my Aunt Debbie for going home with the Lord this morning. But I would say God's grace is sufficient, and don't sweat the small stuff, bro.
That's it right there.
I like that
there. That's true.
Yeah, because you like make a big deal out of things that you can't control.
That's
A lot of people made a lot of big deals out of small stuff, and now.
Yeah.
You know what my dad used to say? Is it going to matter 100 years from now? Because if it ain't, don't worry about it.
What would you say to your younger self? Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, what would you say?
Yes, I would tell myself to get your little tail off that block so you don't have to go serve that 17 years on that life sentence.
Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Glad you out.
That's a good look.
Yeah, welcome home.
Yeah.